talking with Coach Matt Hagebush from Nowata, and Coach, my understanding that you have accepted a head football position at Claremore Sequoia. Just tell me just your thoughts about that. And did they approach you, or how did that go?
Well, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, there was some mutual interest when the process started. You know, it's right over in the backyard of the community that I grew up in. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, Coach Innes has been there, you know, for 17 years. And, you know, if, at a program like that, you know, when you talk facilities, when you talk just everything about that program is, you know, you can't really ask for more, you know, as a coach. At the same time, you know, we've really done something special here at Nowata. You know, my support here from the community, from the administration, has been second to none. And you know, the kids here, you know, there's a reason that there's some tradition here in Nowata. It's not, you know, just, you know, a whole line of great coaches. You know, I mean, there's been good coaches here, but there's been really good players to go along with it. And, you know, ultimately that's why we do this, is the kids. And there's, you know, those kids are what made this decision so incredibly difficult for me. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we have to make decisions that are best for our family and the situation that we feel, you know, puts them in the best, you know, in the best place for success, you know, from a, you know, it puts me closer, puts us closer to my wife's grandparents. It, you know, puts me closer to some friends that I went to school with, that I went to college with, you know, and just, you know, just overall, I think it's the right move for my family at this time.
You know, you've been in Nowata, I believe, 4 years. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
4 years. And all 4 years, Nowata, you've led Nowata to in the playoffs every year, and including the Class 2A or state runner-up team. Looking back at those 4 years, what do you think you're going to remember the most?
It's the games. I mean, obviously, you know, were fun and things like that. But the thing that you remember most is just personalities of the kids that you coach. You know, it's days in practice. It's days in the weight room. You know, it's that interaction. I mean, that's why any coach does this. You know, it's some friendships that I've made, you know, here in the community with, you know, the people that have supported me, you know, so incredibly well. You know, it's a great faculty here. You know, it's the relationships. Those are the things that you know, are truly going to last. You know, there's going to be somebody come through here and they're going to lead. They're going to lead Nowata, you know, to bigger and better things than what I've been able to do. And, you know, you ask them, you know, when eventually they're done, and they're going to say the same thing. It's the relationships. It's you know, different kids, different personalities. You know, all of those things is what makes this profession, you know, so incredibly rewarding. It's not the wins and losses. You know, it is. It's the relationships, you know. Every day, you know, coming to work and seeing those kids and pushing them to, you know, to be more than what they realize that they can, and then you see them graduate, you see them go on to do great things, and you hope that maybe, you know, you had a little bit to do with that, and that's, you know, that's what it's all about.
You know, you've been here for 4 years, and I'll tell you what, you started out the first year, a team that you inherited, it was 0-10, brought them up, put in the second round of the playoffs, and since then it's been successful for Nowata football.
Well, it's, you know, it's been a lot less me and a whole lot more, you know, my staff, and again, the kids. You know, I mean, not one of the coaches has made a play in any of those games. You know, it's been good kids that have been dedicated to our program, that have worked incredibly hard and done everything that we've asked them to do, you know, to put themselves in that situation. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I've been incredibly blessed with opportunities that I've had. I have been at really great schools with really great programs. To get to play a part in the incredible tradition, you know, here at NOWATA and Ironman football. I feel like that, you know, I've left a little piece, you know, of some memorable time for the program, and I'm excited for the kids that are here and what they're going to accomplish, you know, after I'm gone.
You know, when you take now becoming the new coach at Claremore Sequoia, was this a decision that you really wanted to do?
It's one of those things. You know, I mean, everybody's got, you know, certain ideas and things like that when you first get into coaching. Places that are always very, very high on the list of, you know, man, if I could ever get this job or whatever else. And Sequoia has always been one of those for me. It's right there close to where I grew up. It's an area that my wife and I have always, been interested in living in. And, you know, it's got all of those things, you know, that we believe from a family standpoint that really is a great fit on both sides.
Well, Coach, on behalf of myself, I just want to say congratulations. I hate to see you go, but I want to wish you all the best of luck, and I know we'll be seeing each other down the road.
Absolutely, Adam. I appreciate everything that you've done for me, the support that you give our program, and being the voice of the Ironman. You do a great job of it. You know, I hear people all the time that, you know, talk about listening to you cover our games. And it's definitely a not just a working relationship, but a friendship that I hope continues for a long time. And I appreciate all the hard work that you do and the support that you've given us as well. Mm-hmm.